Ladies? All right, Salam, your question again, please refresh my memory.
Is it true that at the time of initiation, the Guru takes away your past sins?
Okay. Here's how we understand. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you surrender to me, I will deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. But there is a process by which we surrender to Krishna. We cannot surrender to Krishna directly. We need an agent. So that is what the spiritual master is. He is the agent through whom we surrender to Krishna. The spiritual master's job is that through him we are able to surrender to Krishna. Krishna is delivering us through the spiritual master. That's why Lord Chaitanya points out, Brahmanda Brahmate Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. That it is the combined mercy of the spiritual master and Krishna that we get the Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotion planted in the heart. But the first step is that the stock of sinful reactions has to be nullified. So at the time of initiation, the disciple vows in front of the spiritual master, the sacrificial fire, the deities, and the assembly of devotees, that he or she has finished sinful life, because illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, these are the four pillars of sinful life. The house of sin rests on these four pillars. You break these four pillars, then there's a terremoto of the house of sinful life. It comes crashing down. All other sins are coming from these four major groups: illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four biggies. You take care of these, you're pretty much free from sin. Yeah, there might be some little thing, but basically, you're now sinless. So, you have made the vow. Now, on top, you're now going to start chanting the name of God and acting like a devotee. Because that's what it means. When you take initiation, you're saying, now I no longer want to be Nicholas. I no longer want to be Sanam or Kajal. I no longer want to be Valerie. That's why you're given a new name. You're born again of the Spirit. The Christians, they have this thing. Are you born again? Yeah. I certainly am. Look at my umbilical cord. It's right here. My Brahmin thread is my umbilical cord. Yes. That's why you get a new name. Because that old name, that Nicholas, he's dead and gone. Now you get a new name. Just like, where is Sunil? Sunil, when the baby was born, you gave a name. So at the time of initiation, you're now a spiritual baby. And you get a name. The spiritual master gives you a name, signifying that you're now born again. And who is the mother? The mother is the Vedic scriptures. The father is the spiritual master. So by the spiritual master and the Vedas, you're taking a new birth. Okay, because now you're going to live your life by what your spiritual master teaches according to the Vedas. You always know happy wife means happy life, right? I always say that. So the spiritual master does what the Vedas say, right? That's why he's a spiritual master, correct? So it's perfect. So at that time of initiation, your account is settled. The slate is clean. Because you have surrendered to Krishna through the spiritual master, and now you're going to be guided by the Vedas, your account is wiped clean. Okay? Don't now, again, make a new sinful account. That's why the disciple has to be very strict. Alright? Because if you do, then the spiritual master has to suffer on the account of the sinful activities of the foolish disciple. So the disciple doesn't want to cause the spiritual master any anxiety or discomfort. The spiritual master just saved you, just delivered you from all these sinful reactions. This is the ultimate bailout, what the spiritual master does for you. And that's why Prabhupada said that unless you're very powerful, the spiritual master should not take many disciples. Because he could take too many disciples and there's too much karma to deal with. Not very good. So, but that's another issue. So just to answer your question. So yes. And then Lord Chaitanya told Sanatan Goswami in another incident that at the time of initiation, Krishna accepts that disciple as good as himself. You understand what that means? Because of what the spiritual master has done, and because of how momentous this moment is, at the time of initiation, Lord Chaitanya said to Sanatana, at the time of initiation, Krishna considers that person as good as himself. So if you have this mentality, wow, now Krishna accepts me, you're going to be very, very nice, saintly devotee. You're going to be very sincere and serious. And as I said earlier, you're this close from complete perfection. This close. Prabhupada said, just give this one lifetime to Krishna and you'll be back home before you know it. How many people want to, as we sang in the song, go home? How many people want to go? You're this close. Is it raining? It's not raining?
It's traffic. You're hearing traffic.
It was supposed, but...
Sounds like rain.
It's traffic.
Oh, I want it to be rain. Because we don't get rain in Los Angeles very much. So, let's all raise our hands. And this could be the time. As I said, all it takes is one pure utterance. So let's try to chant without offense. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
What would be your name? How long do you want to go on? Till midnight? How long do you want to go on? All right. So we're done for tonight? All right. Does anybody else have a question?
Yeah, she has a question. Sorry.
Go ahead.
She wants to ask, but she's hesitating.
So then you ask for her.
Okay. No, yeah. You said she said that, what about sickness or ill health? Is it of our past lives, past karmas, or is it of this birth or this life? That's what she wants.
Okay. When we get sick, when we have bad health, it can be one of two scenarios. It may be due to past sinful reactions, or it could be current. Now, how to determine, you don't know. But everything has a cause. There's no such thing as chance. Everything has a cause. The question now is, how does a devotee see things? Like right now, Japan, the country of Japan is suffering. So now, the people of Japan and everyone has to deal with it. How do you deal with this? You can't avoid it. So this is how a devotee thinks. A devotee thinks, because of my past, I deserve to suffer so much. But Krishna is so kind that he has reduced what I deserve. So if a devotee gets sick, a devotee thinks, all right, I'm burning up for offenses I've committed in this life or the past. I'm getting a little love tap from Krishna. And according to Lord Brahma, when he offered his prayers to Krishna, he said, my Lord, devotees of yours, they are so great that even if so many bad things happen to them, they understand that it's coming from you, and they continue to pray and worship you and serve you, because they know if they simply tolerate that the kingdom, the kingdom of God is their inheritance. You will inherit the kingdom of God simply by tolerating all this and staying the course of Krishna consciousness. The devotee thinks, all right, I may be suffering, but it's temporary. And just few more years, I just have to stay with Krishna a few more years, I will inherit the kingdom of God. The devotee sees everything. My wife was speaking about this earlier today very nicely. Was she not? She was speaking on the same thing. That sometimes we find ourselves in situations, it's very bewildering. Why these bad things are happening to me? Like you've heard me say, 2 years ago I had no teeth. For 1 year I had to do my preaching without any teeth. And I was thinking, why did Krishna take my teeth away? Well, my wife said, because you didn't take care of them, bozo. But Krishna showed me that even without teeth, you can play guitar, sing, and preach. I did that for almost 1 year. So it was like, wow. So the devotee knows, whatever Krishna is putting me through, there's some lesson he's trying to teach me so that I become better devotee. This way the devotee is always positive in his thinking. The devotee never blames Krishna. Hey, Krishna, why are you doing this to me? That's not a devotee. Devotee does not do like that. The devotee thinks, Krishna, I must have done something. I don't understand, but I must have done something. So now you are teaching me that I must become better. I must improve.
And also thanking him for not making it even worse.
There you go. Yeah. Did you all hear what she said?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for not making it worse. Yeah. Yes. Very good. So if the devotee continues in this humble attitude, soon he will be with Krishna in the kingdom of God. And you all sang, you want to go home, right? We weren't singing about any place other than Krishna Loka, right?
Yeah.
We weren't singing about, I want to go back home to India. No, we were singing, I want to go back home, back to Krishna. Okay? Any other questions? Did you enjoy yourselves tonight?
Yes.
All right. What is tomorrow's agenda, my dear manager?
Tomorrow, there's a dinner in Naresh's place, Naresh Budrani.
All right.
And we'll be visiting some shops tomorrow.
Visiting, and I'm going to give class in the morning. Did you?
In 6:30, same area. 6:30, they'll come and pick you up.
You know where I am?
Naresh's house?
No.
He
knows.
All
right. 6:30, you'll come?
Okay.
All right. Very good. And then, is everybody invited to Naresh, or is that by invitation only?
No, it's just a dinner with him.
Oh, so nobody's invited? Sorry, gang. I'm sorry. When's the next public program?
Thursday it is. We'll put on the net. Can you give me the address?
In Alameda.
We are going to put on the Facebook today.
Huh?
We are going to put on the Facebook today.
So and now everything is Facebook. All right. So, Sanam. Where? Oh, there he is. There's your husband. So we're going to do Nisringa prayers to finish the program. Is that all right? All right. Drums. Kartals. Hey, where did he go?
He had to leave. I saw him at the door. He left.
Who gave him permission to leave?
Krishna.
Krishna.
Very good. Excellent. I have been put in place. Very good. Wait. June.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you. That's it for tonight. Now it's time to take prasad. And anyone who wants blessings, you can come up and get blessings. Come on.
I'm offering.
Come get your blessing. Hari Bol.
Blue?
Yes, sir.
I want blessings.
Yes, my dear wife.
Yeah, I want to.
What do you want? You're welcome. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
I don't know if you remember me. 2 years ago, we...